anointing. Follow me. Anointing. Follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointed fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing fall on me, anointing. Fall on me, anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the healing the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. And so, Father, we need you, oh God, this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that you have made, and another day, God, that you have already given us the victory. And another day, oh God, that we shall reign, oh God, and not, oh God, fall short of your glory, God. We thank you, God, that you are with us each and every day. For you have promised us, God, that you will be with us, oh God, until the ends of the earth, oh God, until the ends of the time, oh God, until the end, God, you will be with us. We thank you, God, that you are our Alpha and you are our Omega, Lord. You are the beginning and you are the end. Oh God, you are the first and you are the last. Oh God, you are everything that we need and more. And so, God, we need your anointing, God, to make it through this day. Oh God, to be able to walk through these perilous times, oh God, to remain steadfast and unmovable. Oh God, to be encouraged, oh God, to run on to see what the end is going to be. God, we need your anointing, God, for us to talk right, oh God, for us to think right, for us to act right, God. We need your anointing, Lord. Oh, God, for us to speak those things that are not as though they are. Lord, we need your anointing, God. Let your power, oh, God, of the Holy Ghost, God, fall afresh on us this day. Oh, God, and grant us strength. Oh, God, grant us an anointing. Oh, God, grant us power. Oh, God, grant us everything that we need and more in the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot make it without you, God. We cannot move without you. God, we don't have our very being without you. God, you are the substance of life, and we're desperately seeking more of you, God. We've come before you early this morning, oh God, to ask for your anointing, to ask for your power, to ask that you walk with us, oh God, that you would be with us throughout this day, oh God, and throughout the times that you bless us to see. For I declare, oh God, as I do almost every day, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh God, so we're rejoicing, God, in this day already, God, because we know, oh God, that you're in control of the day. We bless you with the fruit of our lips, oh God, and we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. That is with the fruit of our lips continuously, God, making a joyful noise unto you, blessing your holy name, God, lifting up your holy and your righteous name, God. Oh, God, magnify you, oh God, with the fruit of our lips, God. That is our desire, that is our plea, that is our desperate call to make your name glorious every single day. For when praises go up, God, blessings can't help but to come down. But not only do we need your blessings to come down, we desire that the blessing come, that the blessing comes down on with it as well. And so, God, have your way in us even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we begin to commit ourselves to 40 days of fasting and 40 days of praying, God, we need you to root up everything that's unlike you, God, during this time, oh God, and draw us nearer to you each and every single day, God. We need your anointing. We need your power. Oh God, we need your favor to take us, oh God, higher every single day. Help us to put flesh under subjection, God. Help us to put carnality under subjection. Help us to put this world under subjection. And God, have a hunger and thirst to you, God, that nothing will be able to separate us from your love, God. We bind the hand of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, we speak life right now because you came that we might have life and life more abundantly, God. We need life in our finances, God. We need life in our relationships, Lord. We need life, oh God, in our homes, oh God, life on our jobs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life, oh God, for our loved ones, oh God, life over our bodies, God. We need life, oh God, and so as we commit ourselves, God, we plead for you, God, to take us higher every single day. Honor our song, our consecration, God. Let this fast, oh God, let this time of prayer, let this time of consecration not be in vain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to be pleasing to you, God, and we want you to use us as vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor, God. We don't want to be cast out, oh God, like regular old clay pots, oh God, but use us for your glory each and every day, God, to bless you, to magnify you, God. I desire that the praises of our God arises among us each and every single day as we commit ourselves, oh God, to you, to be sold out for you, God, to be fully enthralled and fully committed to you in the mighty name of Jesus, because God, we want, oh God, to go higher in you. There is a greater calling. There is a higher anointing or a higher calling and a greater anointing, God. There is in you, God, each and every day. You have something greater in store for us, God. And so, God, help us to keep our eyes focused in on you, God, not to count the days down, but God, to count the days of your glory, oh God, that you will share with us each and every day, God, to bask, oh God, and thirst for after more of you, oh God, more of your anointing, God, and more of a commitment to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God, in us, oh God, and bless us in our ministries, God. Bless us in our anointing, God. Bless us to everything that we put our hands to do, God. During this time of fertility, God, I speak life, oh God, in the hearts of your people, God. Oh God, I speak growth into the lives and the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. I speak a greater anointing, God, because God, when we put flesh under subjection, when we put, oh God, the cares of this world, oh God, behind, less equals more, God. When we put ourselves
ourselves down, God, and lift you up, God. Oh, God, we get more of you and less of us, God, and that is our desire, God. This day, God, less of me, more of you, God, because less equals more, oh, God, when we sell out for you, God, and we're selling out for you during these 40 days as we march towards Pentecost, God. We want your spirit to fall upon us, and God, we know that we're marching towards Pentecost, but God, I just don't want to wait till the day of Pentecost, May 15th, for your spirit to fall afresh on us. But God, each and every day, God, we want a greater anointing, a greater anointing, a refreshing of your spirit, God, each and every day, God. We want a higher calling and a closer walk with thee, God, every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to draw nearer and closer to you. Oh, God, so make this time of fasting a glorious time. Oh, God, rebuke everything that comes up that tries to think that this is a waste of time. Oh, God, we rebuke the enemy on every hand as he'll try to come, set traps, and try to cause disarray, God. But we know, God, that all things will work together for our good. And we also know that the enemy has no rule to touch us, to overwhelm us, to overcome us, or even to come towards us, God, unless you give him permission. And if you give him permission, God, that means you already believe, that you already know that I can do, oh God, all things through Christ who strengthens me, God. If you allow the devil to come my way, God, that means, oh God, you already know that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, God. If you allow the devil to come my way, God, you know that I'm able to do, oh God, or handle, oh God, whatever it is that he tries to bring my way, that because all I have to do is stand and he must flee from me. And I'm not standing in my own power. I'm not standing in my own might. But it's by your spirit, God, that I'll be able to stand. And so I thank you, God. Whatever comes, what may, God. Oh, God, take me higher in you, God. Oh, God, and I thank you for the trials that may come my way, God. I thank you for the tribulation, God, that may come my way because you're taking me higher. And so, God, I want to go higher in you. The status quo will not do. Oh, God, the status quo will not do. Where I'm at right now is not enough, God. But, God, I want to go higher and have a greater anointing in you. So bless us, God. As we continue in these 60 days of pilgrimage to Pentecost and our day one of our 40 days of fasting, oh, God, we want you to anoint us and want us to bless us. And so, God, I would like to call out these petitions that we have, God, for our pilgrimage to Pentecost, Lord. You are doing a great work in us. And so, God, we want, oh, God, the power of the Holy Ghost to fall upon us, God. Well, it seems like every time we have a time of prayer, God, I may not call out those the initiatives in order, but, Lord, God, I'm calling them out because we need your anointing, God, every single day. We want your spirit to abide with us and to fall upon us every single day because your anointing is what destroys the yokes, God. Your anointing, God, is what destroys the yoke and carnality of this world, God. And so we need your anointing. And then we need the love of God to wax strong in us, God. Help us to love like you, oh God, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, God, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish. So while I was yet in sin, you sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And so, God, let me have that love as well, unconditional love, unfailing love, oh, God. Oh, God, love, oh, God, that never ends, that does not seek its own, is not easily provoked. God, I need the love of God to wax strong in the lives of your people on this day, God. Make us humble before you, oh, God. Give us a spirit of humility, God, and not a spirit of haughtiness and pride. We bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus because they are the spirit of self, oh, God. But give us a spirit of selflessness in the mighty name of Jesus that we may not look on our own things, but we may look also on the things of others. God, help us to be humble before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to forgive, oh God, on this day. For if we can't forgive, God, how can you forgive us of our trespasses? Oh God, so cleanse us, oh God, of all unrighteousness, God, and give us the mindset and the heart, oh God, to forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. We ask for inner healing, God. For those that have been wounded, oh God, deep within, God, you're able to heal every, oh God, a crimson stain and every broken heart, God, for you are already wounded and bruised. bruised, oh God, and beaten for us. God, we can declare by your stripes we are healed this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And then give us a spirit of reconciliation, God. Oh God, to build bridges, oh God, and not destroy them, oh God. Oh God, to help build up and lift up bridges, oh God, and to welcome those that have hurt us. Welcome those, oh God, that have been against us, God, to be able to mend fences, oh God, and have a spirit of reconciliation, God, so that we may be one in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, give us wisdom and give us clarity of mind. Oh God, let us not lead us not into temptation, oh God, but deliver us from any evil that may try to come our way. We plead your blood even now, God, because your blood is what's going to wash us and cleanse us and make us whole. And God, I've already prayed for, oh God, the spirit of prayer and fasting. We're asking for a revival to spring forth on us, oh God, throughout this land, throughout this nation, during this time. God, let a spirit of revival, God, break out even in this, oh God, April call meeting that we have it, oh God, over these next couple of days, God. Oh God, we pray for repentance, God, that we confess our sins, that we don't allow those things to linger around, God. We don't want little boxes to destroy our vines, God. And so, God, help us to confess anything that comes our way when we fall short of your glory. And then, God, give us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us and bless us on this day. We thank you, God, for an opportunity, oh God, to draw nearer to thee. And we look forward to the great things that you have in store for us on these 40 days of fasting and praying as we march our way to Pentecost. Bless us this day. Take us higher this day. Let this day be like none other, oh God, and let your glory have its way in our lives. These are our prayers, oh God, on this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.